Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. You can't, you got to tap a toe when Joe sings. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and also the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com. Wayne Cruz is our guest. He's the Vice President for Policy and Technology Studies at the Center for Competitive Enterprise Institute. I'll get that right. CEI.org, Competitive Enterprise Institute, and has been for a long time now. And he is the guy who authors the 10,000 Commandments report on the regulatory state in America. And we're reporting on that right now, the 2014 edition, giving us, Wayne's going to give us a little bit more information about this report. Wayne, 31%, the U.S. share, the government share of GDP is now 31%. It ought to be around 22%. Our regulatory cost per year, according to your report, is more than the entire economy of Canada and Australia, ladies and gentlemen. There are 9 new regulations being produced every day. And so with the government taking this big a chunk out of our economy and oppressing us with all these regulations, Wayne, and having to fund all this $4 billion of the $3.5 trillion in the economy, and I mean of the government, and or going in the debt for it, there's no wonder that the economy is languishing.
Yeah, it shouldn't surprise you. We've always said, you don't have to tell the grass to grow, but you do have to take the rocks off of it.
Right.
And that's the position we're in with this regulation. Well, Jim, one thing you have to have, you were asking about what you could do, and we barely scratched that, but I can tell you one of the things you have to have is an executive in the country who appreciates free enterprise. And I don't think we have that in the proper philosophical sense. We have a president who favors regulation. He thinks it's okay for huge sectors of the economy to be managed or steered or guided by government.
And let me put a finer. Go ahead.
Yeah, we call it government steering while the market rose, and that's what's happening in the energy sector, the financial sector, the health sector. And just as evidence of it, I've mentioned in the report that the Federal Register, which is the daily compendium of all of the rules, regulations, notices, and so forth coming out from the administration. Well, the past of the 5 highest ever Federal Register page count, guess what? 4 of them have come under President Obama.
Mm-hmm. Now, say that again. Wayne.
Of the 5 highest ever Federal Register page counts, 4 have come under President Obama.
And folks, you wonder why small businesses are struggling on Main Street. You wonder why major corporations are investing overseas instead of here. You wonder why major corporations are not repatriating the money they make overseas over here. You wonder why we have the lowest employee participation, meaning people working, since 40 years, almost 40 years, since the Carter administration.
Yeah, there it is.
Well, he just told you that's one of the reasons.
Oh yeah, I think one of the worst statistics is that of people not even in the workforce at all that we don't even properly measure anymore,
and probably will never come back.
Oh yeah, and everybody's got to worry about kids coming out of college who aren't coming out with technical or engineering degrees or something like that, and the prospects they're having is heart-wrenching in a lot of ways. But Jim, look. Like I said, I give you these negative numbers, but remember, I always point out to you that if we do things right, most of the world's wealth has not been created yet. Most of the jobs.
But how do we? But Wayne, yet. We keep saying this, but we every year you come back and we're going in the wrong direction. You talked about President Obama a minute ago.
Let me give you an example.
Wayne. You talked about President Obama a minute ago. I'm going to put a fine point on this, and I've said this before. And folks, I'm talking about his policies, his mm-hmm. policies, his ideology. Is anti-business.
Right. Exactly.
That's all there is to it. There's no way to for a neutral observer to look at what has happened over the last 5.5 years and say anything else. Wayne, what do you think?
Well, I think that's exactly right. And you know, we have elections. That doesn't always work, though. You know, sometimes we get a huge transportation administration, we get huge new Medicare entitlements and things like that. But when I say world's wealth hasn't been created, I'm even talking about the kinds of industries to be created. We haven't we haven't regulated nanotechnology completely yet. We haven't regulated.
That's just a matter of time. I mean, look at net neutrality. Look where that's going, Wayne.
I have a whole section. I did a huge number of comments on this net neutrality issue. That's one where every single agency does want to expand its turf. You got to think hard from things like Uber. Notice what Rand Paul did, for example, when he was trying to speak to young audiences. He went to Santa Barbara, California, speaking to liberal students on the NSA. Mm-hmm. And then he and Marco Rubio both have gone around talking to young groups, even of liberal young groups, about Uber. Mm-hmm. And young people don't want to see new technologies like Uber regulated, and that's kind of a wedge.
That's a good point. But look what's going to happen. Look where we are with net neutrality. I mean, that's coming up. But I want to come back to I want to talk about this when we come back, Wayne. The key to what you're talking about, what we have to get done, is we have to elect people who are committed to sunsetting regulations, the way we sunset tax cuts in the past. Tintail, right back with Wayne Cruz. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.